Today
is August 7th.
Right, 2014, and we're in the home of Avis and Roy Sam. Thanks, Roy, for letting us come and visit you and Avis. I'm Leslie McCartney, and Barbara Solarius is here, and of course, you're Roy Sam, and thank you. Roy, can we maybe start, you just tell us where you were born and maybe who your parents were?
I was born in Northway Village, Old Village, and my parents are Frank Sam, and my mom is Annie Sam.
Where was the old Northway Village?
Across from where it is right now.
Ah, and when did they move it?
Around 1946 or 47.
And why did they move it?
That it was after the flood.
Did it flood often, the old village?
Just at one time, I remember.
Okay.
But water was in the house, mud was in the house.
So this is higher land here then, is it, than where the old village was?
In where they are right now, I guess a little bit higher.
Right.
It didn't cover all the ground on this side.
Oh.
On the other side, it covered,
gosh.
Our house was on a
posts.
But still water got in there.
Was it a bad winter? Like lots of, was it a wet
no,
spring?
No, I think that snow melted and water just, with that glacier water and then that snow melting.
Yeah.
It just, too much for that river, I guess.
So maybe, Roy, can you tell us about when you were young? Did your dad have a truck line? Did you go out on the truck?
Like I said, yeah. When I was young, my dad had, they're traveling, hunting is all over with already. When. But Julius and my oldest brother, David, my sister, Susie. Susie is gone and my oldest brother is gone. And they were the one that traveled with my dad and my mom. Everywhere.
Right. And Avis has just joined us. Thank you, Avis. We're glad you're feeling better today. So where did they go then, Roy? What areas did do you want the maps out to show us?
No, I can.
You can tell us?
Where Julius and David was born, there, if you look towards a black hill up here,
mm-hmm.
There's one hill is way
pointed.
Pointed way up, I don't know how many thousand feet, way, way, way up. And it looked like moose ear, so they call it Chitsung, they call it. Our language, that name, that hill, and that's where Julius and David, that's where they were born, way out there. I was born in Northway, me.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And where were your parents born, do you know at all?
My mom is from Tetlin. Her father is Big John, and her mother is Jesse John. Jesse Tiga is her last name, huh?
Mm-hmm.
And my mom's mother, her name is Tiga, and she's spirit between in here and Shoshana, somewhere. I don't know exactly where, but there's three or four people that spirit between here and Shoshana.
And they came from big families, lots of brothers and sisters?
Yeah.
Yeah.
My mom got five sisters.
Mm-hmm.
And then my mom's mother, sister, they had lots of kids too.
Right. Mm. Avis, do you want to tell us where you were born and who your parents were? No? Okay.
And have you ever been to Shoshana?
Not me.
Not you.
No. But my dad and them. They go, like I said, Vincent Edie, Sis Ludi, I don't know. I think they went as far as Chistochina.
Mm-hmm.
And then
And
then the Besna, and then from there, they have a trail to Shoshana. Mm-hmm. I think the trail is still open right now. Mm-hmm. And I will keep it open.
Mm-hmm.
And then from there, they go to, like, Snag. There's no borderline then.
Mm-hmm.
And then Beaver Creek, and then into Alaska again, and then all you want to know is that part, huh? Mm-hmm. Well, they go far to, Ladue, this
up
way.
Up north.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And then they go Chicken, Jackway, and then Ketchum Stuck.
Mm-hmm.
And then Manfield, Tanacross. And then I don't know where they go around that lake, though. Wherever they can get fish, that's where they camp.
So they were traveling to look for fish?
No, wherever they can get food.
Mm-hmm. So hunting, too?
Most of the time, hunting.
Uh-huh.
Moose and caribou.
Did they have trap lines too, Roy?
My dad had trap line.
Oh.
If you go straight up to Black Hill right up here,
mm-hmm.
from there he would go.
Go to the west?
Last Kettle, all the way to
okay.
Last Kettle. And it'd take him about 1 week to get there and 1 week to come back.
And he used dog team then?
He just had one dog and a toboggan. Right.
So did he walk then?
He walked, yeah. He break trail and then one dog he got pull a toboggan with all his stuff on there.
And he had several cabins along the way to stop in?
No, they don't make cabins.
Ah, just make camp.
Use tent? Yeah.
Not tent, they use a spruce tree.
Oh, okay.
Mm-hmm. Did you ever go with them on the trap line?
Not on the trap line, no. Like I said, my dad was can't do anything when I was...
He was older.
But your brothers went sometimes?
Not trap line. Later, Julius, me and David, we did trap up there.
Mm-hmm. And did you do it the same way as your dad with a dog and a toboggan?
No, we had dog team.
You had dog team. Mm-hmm. How many dogs did you have?
5, I think we had.
Mm-hmm.
There were.
Big dogs?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And what kinds of animals did you trap?
Marten, fox. Link in. I don't think we tried. I never tried for a wolf.
Uh-huh.
Did you ever do beaver or muskrat too?
Beaver, muskrat.
And did you tan the hides or did you send them out to someone?
Right now we sent them out. She used to tan her own beaver.
Huh? You had to sell those fur to get money.
Mm-hmm.
to get grocery, yeah.
Right.
So did you sell them here locally? Was there a fur buyer locally?
Yeah.
Price of fur good then?
It was, I think Martin, we used to get like $35.
And what year was this then, Roy?
It's in the 50s.
And then after that, the fur market kind of dropped off, didn't it?
For a while, yeah.
Did it?
And then right now they're way up again.
Right. But you don't trap now?
No.
Any of your kids trap?
Howard?
Mm-hmm.
He caught some wolves. He just gave it to his mother, though. And then she sent him out to get tan.
Mm-hmm.
March 10, I think he caught the three wolf he caught.
Is that something he does every year or just occasionally?
He just started it few years ago.
He's too busy.
And
he had to go he had to go.
And then
work.
There was some, he got friends, like white guy friends, mm-hmm. around here that they trap too. And where we teach Howard how to trap wolf. And
mm-hmm.
he's catching more wolves than us, he said.
Are there many people here in Northway who trap now?
William down there.
Mm-hmm. Say, compared to when you were young and when you were trapping, are there more people, the same number, fewer people?
Your family
uh-huh.
around here, they have to trap so they can sell
to get
their kits
mm-hmm.
to buy groceries. Mm-hmm. There's no welfare then.
Yeah.
Did people then go out and just still get moose and caribou for their families back then?
The moose were pretty scarce too.
Oh.
Yeah, when they can, yes. Louie and them, they were up in that area here all mm-hmm. their lifetime. Around 1940s, around there somewhere, they moved to Northway.
Mm-hmm.
Why do you think the moose were so scarce back then? Roy?
I would say too much wolf.
Oh. But the population's come back up now? More moose
right
now?
No. Right up here where Howard hunts for moose, right up here.
Mm-hmm.
On refuge land. And he said there's no moose up there, too many wolves.
Mm.
Well, he caught three of them. In mm-hmm. March. But there's just too many. Those wolves were right here, right out there. Not here, but...
Not so far.
Where Teasdale, our neighbor, our mm-hmm. pastor.
Yeah.
They got... from there, they got trailed to the village. And they go with snow machine. And they see what they say about 40 wolves, 40 or more wolves.
So a big pack.
Uh-huh.
Yeah.
Huh. And that's when Howard catch three out of there.
So with that many wolves, there must not be very many rabbits around either.
hardly any rabbits for the last how many years? At least 5 years. Huh?
So you talked earlier about your dad going and looking for fish places. Do you fish?
Last year and this year I didn't fish. Mm-hmm.
But before then?
Yeah, I get like 700 and then she would try maybe 100 or more fish to
eat.
Got
to share.
You shared a lot of your fish?
Lots of it, yeah.
And where was your fish camper? Where did you fish, Roy?
I fish on the Shoshana River.
Mm-hmm. For whitefish?
Where Moose Creek runs into Shoshana River right there.
And how do you catch the fish?
Gill net.
Mm-hmm. So you'd get 700 fish, but you'd share a lot with other people.
Yeah. All the way down to Chistochina.
So you know people down in Chistochina?
Uh-huh. We had grandson there.
Oh, okay.
So the sharing's mostly with your family?
No, people down there, we know, that one year when I caught 700, I think I took over 100 fish down there.
Mm-hmm. Do you ever trade whitefish for salmon?
If they want to,
if they have enough. Mm-hmm. If they get enough for their own use.
They look at me funny when I get down there with whitefish. How much, they say.
We always trade.
I know gas is expensive, but I just do it. Mm-hmm. Anything else?
So when you were growing up, did you stay a lot in Northway then, or did you have to go to school somewhere at all, Roy?
There was school right here in Northway, but I didn't. I didn't go. Right. Maybe.
They don't have it.
I didn't even finish a grade school.
So you didn't have to go away to go to school or anything like that?
I could have, but I didn't.
When did kids start going to school regularly here? When did they build the school?
Is it 1940?
No.
1938?
I don't think so. Mm-hmm. Later than that, I think.
I think it's somewhere in 1938 they built.
I don't know.
They built
There was no road.
Yeah, there was road from...
In the 30s, they were just being built. Highway was just being built in the 30s. So there's no school.
They had school in the village.
How did teacher come?
We had, the first one we had was a Russian teacher. And he was the one that saved my life, too. I had caught pneumonia, and he worked with me till I came out of it.
Gee. Was he an old man?
Not old. I don't think you were around then.
If I was, I was too young to remember.
Did lots of people get pneumonia back then, Roy?
Pneumonia?
Or TB?
The TB, they...
Lots of people in your villages got TB?
My sister died with TB. Mm. My brother, my two sisters, I think, died with TB.
So how many brothers and sisters did you have, Roy?
There's David and Julius, Samuel, and then me, and then Adam. And then there's Samuel again and Reuben. Right now there's 1, 2, 3, there's 4 of us are still alive right now.
So it's you and Julius and who else?
Reuben and Samuel. Right. And one sister.
And who's that?
Ida.
Ida. And she live here too?
No, she live in Tok. Mm.
So you must have seen a lot of changes in your life with the building of the road.
I was just a little guy when
all
that happened. When they were building the runway, I know.
Mm-hmm.
Right, got my dad's boss. My dad was working up there, and my dad's boss was picked me up with my dad, and then ride with him maybe 2-3 hours.
Uh-huh.
You said your dad's boss. What was your dad doing?
Working on that runway.
Oh, building the runway. Airport?
Uh-huh.
Did he work on the road too, your dad?
No, that one there was just so mostly black when they come through. I guess they were in the army too.
Mm-hmm.
And when they, in Norway, the reason nobody got sent out to war, they were all working on runway, putting runway in right here in Norway.
And was the runway before the road? Or did the road come first?
Same time.
Okay. Yeah. And have you seen any changes in the land since you were younger?
Like
maybe different plants, different animals, changes in the seasons, like colder temperatures or warmer temperatures?
Warmer temperatures. That's maybe 30 or 40 years ago it started at that, around here.
Warmer winters, warmer summers.
Yeah. I mean, right now it's really warm winter.
Mm-hmm.
I know. If it got to 50 below, I don't think, maybe one day?
I don't remember.
Whereas before, it would be cold like that for a longer time?
2 weeks.
Mm-hmm.
I think the last cold weather we had was in 1980.
Mm-hmm.
And even that one lasted maybe 3 weeks. And all the moose, I mean, their lips.
They were all frosted up?
No, they were frozen.
Frozen?
They fall, yeah.
Rabbits die.
Rabbits, they just fall over.
Mm-hmm.
They can't eat.
Mouth is frozen.
That was because that winter it rained.
Mm-hmm.
And then the willows and the still
what they eat.
Brush they eat is coated with ice and they can't smell it.
Mm-hmm.
So they just starve to death.
Mm-hmm. Has that happened since then?
No.
Not like that?
I said it was less.
Less. Real cold.
Yeah. And then later we noticed that those mountains up there.
Mm-hmm.
We used to, all summer we used to see snow up there. In that last 30 years, I would say. All the snow would melt up there.
Mm-hmm.
What about the ground thawing in different places, Roy? Have you noticed that?
Right here.
Right here.
Yeah.
You got slump holes
When I move right here.
Uh-huh.
You see that pole we put out there?
Yes.
5 feet is all I could go.
Uh-huh. To dig down.
And then it's permafrost.
Mm-hmm.
And then when they put my septic tank back here, they measured the permafrost. It was 19 foot down.
Mm-hmm. It's a big change.
What's going to happen if it... And then when they drill my well out here, it's 12 or 15 foot solid permafrost.
What year did you have the well put in then, Roy?
1990, huh?
1990, yeah. And the pole, when was it put in?
Then.
In 1990.
Yeah. And the septic tank?
Later.
That was later.
Later, yeah. Right.
That's why I say when they measure permafrost, they got to have at least 9 or 10 feet before they can put septic tank in.
Right.
And when they measured this one, it was 19 foot down.
So have you noticed the permafrost melting on the side of riverbanks or slumping or sinkholes or anything like that?
There's a sinkhole right back there
behind
my house.
You never used to see those when you were younger?
It was wall when we first moved right here, but right now it's way...
Gotten bigger?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
That's where I should put my house. And then I wouldn't... My water would be right there.
But there might be other problems.
It's this one out here, 340 feet before I get water.
Mm-hmm.
When did you build this house, Roy?
1987 to 1990, I think.
Mm.
1989, I think we moved in here.
Mm-hmm.
And I noticed that there's a few other places along the road. Nobody's living in them anymore.
There's old cabin, the first one we had, that red house down there.
Yeah.
It's the one there was big house. I bought that house, it was there already.
Mm-hmm.
And 5 acre came with it.
Close to the river?
Yeah.
Is there much fish in Moose Creek at all?
Should be right now.
Mm-hmm.
So besides whitefish, are there other kinds of fish that you harvest?
Just whitefish.
Just whitefish?
We harvest.
Mm-hmm.
If we catch burbot, we just eat it right now.
Mm-hmm. I've heard burbot are good eating.
You say it's better than halibut.
Hmm.
More moist in there when you catch it.
Mm-hmm.
Halibut is dry.
And do you catch the burbot when you're catching whitefish, or do you catch them at a different time?
You can catch them year round.
Uh-huh.
Anytime you can catch them.
Mm-hmm.
Roy, you said that your family used to travel around where all the food was. Did most of the people who lived in Old Northway, did they mostly travel around most of the time?
Most of the time, what they do is they, like right now, they would be way out in the country, mm-hmm. trying to get the moose and caribou. And then after they get done with that one there, they know before, I said, the winter time. Mm-hmm. And then in March, that's when they get all their muskrat then. March to May. Mm-hmm. And then after they get done with that, we had a fish camp right down here. And that's where everybody moved to catch their fish. There's two places, fish camp, and then the other one is on a map. It's a Charlie Skin.
Oh, I've seen that.
It's not that's white man that's in Charlie Skin.
And mm-hmm. what's the native name for it?
Charles Lane.
What does that name mean?
Charles Lane?
Uh-huh.
Open water, winter time, I guess.
Okay. And then from then where would they go from then?
When you're done with fishing, with fish camp, what was the next thing people did?
After fish camp, what they do?
I don't really know that. They just go
and wind those when ducks.
Uh-huh.
I mean, they lose their...
When they're molding.
Mm, right.
And they get those, and they dry some of those. But when the ducks comes back in the springtime, mm-hmm. maybe one or two times they would eat. And then maybe one or two times they would eat duck eggs. Mm-hmm. They know that, that's what ducks come back for. If you have little ones.
Right, you can't eat them all.
So they don't eat them every day. Mm-hmm. I mean, they know that, so they just eat maybe one or two times and then no more.
Mm-hmm. And they said, we don't know how to manage our own wildlife. So now they want to manage us.
Did that happen in the fall?
Or ducks?
For the moose and the caribou.
They get their ducks in the fall too. Mm-hmm.
And would you preserve the ducks for later or mostly eat them?
They dry it too.
They dry them up, ducks too?
Yeah. Same way they do with muskrat, they dry that too and then... Mm-hmm.
They have to get those to preserve those meat by drying. Mm-hmm. They will need them during the fall and winter. Mm-hmm. They have to do that.
And they make dry meat?
To be able to eat something. And
dry meat from caribou and moose too?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And were there any plants that your parents would collect or that you would collect when you were younger?
Berries, all kinds of berries.
Mm-hmm. After fish, you said, what do they do? That's what they do.
Okay.
After fish.
Berries.
Fish comes berries. So we heard about blueberries.
Mm-hmm. Cranberries.
I've seen some raspberries. Did they used to be here?
Not in Northway, on Highway.
Uh-huh. There are other kinds of berries you collected?
Blueberries, cranberries, and raspberries.
Mm-hmm. Not then. I never see anybody collect raspberries.
I think they eat the raspberry right away.
Uh-huh.
They can't keep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they're harder to keep.
But they mold faster than
The other ones.
Blueberries.
And up towards the mountains, is there yellow berries at all? We used to call them nukul in Gwich'in. Like a yellow berry?
Yellow berries, salmon berries.
Salmon berries?
Yeah.
Yeah.
There's some up in the hills.
Mm-hmm.
They just eat those.
Uh-huh.
They're so good.
Uh-huh. Any other kind of plants or roots that people here collected?
Roots. What they call it, roots.
What?
Those two.
Roots?
I mean, is your neighbor?
You call it roots that we dig out from the ground?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Is it the plant with the pink flowers?
I think so, yeah. And then the fat they get from a moose in the fall time.
Mm-hmm.
And when there they cut their roots and then preserve it in the fat.
Did anybody used to make pemmican, you know, the grease, moose grease with berries? Did you make that at all? No.
No.
Okay.
Maybe Eskimo.
There's berries. There's berries. It's called kinnikinnick. They're dry. And they would save those in moose grease. And they don't take it out until about the middle of winter. It's really good, except I never did learn the reason why, but they just give you a little cube when they take it out and give it to your kids. That's what I remember about that.
Is that made with the bone marrow of the moose for the grease?
No.
Just the actual fat?
Yeah.
Okay.
Kidney fat.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes they use it bone marrow.
But they use that for meat.
Dry meat.
They mix it with dry meat.
You just break up the dry meat into small pieces and then put the bone marrow in there and then they mix it up.
And they don't eat that every day either. I think those were for a hard time. You don't eat full meal every day. They teach you how not to eat too much either. Barely alive.
Everybody, they teach all the kids not to
eat all the time.
Not to eat all the time, just.
Right now, they sit in front of TV and get fat. That's terrible. They don't know what they're doing to their kids. And then when they do that, they get obese and they disobey.
I wanted to ask about the birch bark. Do you make birch bark baskets?
Yeah. That one, I'm going to make those round ones with it. I just don't have the time.
Summer is sometimes hard to find time.
You got so much to do? I got too much to do. And I got to take care of moose skin. Right now, I'm not doing all that much because the fish they give us, we freeze it. Mm-hmm. We're not fishing right now, so I don't dry it either.
Mm-hmm. And your parents taught you how to do all that, Avis?
I'd say I learn on my own by watching.
They don't. I think that's what they.
I don't think my mother and them would. I don't think anybody tell their children to do this and to do that. You got to be right there, watch them do what you know,
so
do
you're
what
supposed
they have to
do.
But they let you help by cutting the fish heads off and hang the fish to dry and take off
scale,
fish eggs and stuff, and dry it on a little stick. All that stuff. And they don't tell you that you got to do this and you got to do that. Then later on you learn what you have to do, you got to do, because that's the only way you get to eat winter time. Nobody else is going to feed you.
And was it the same for hunting, for you to learn that too, Roy? You do it just by watching and doing.
People have to. People have to do for their family. But if they do have extra, they share. Like we do with a fish.
Later I went to work for FAA. Well, I learned everything by looking, and I can do anything.
No.
So
that's what? That's why you don't trap.
Uh-huh.
I quit. Too hard work.
So what kind of job did you have with FAA?
Maintenance.
Maintenance?
I was, when I started, I think I counted 28 furnaces and boiler. I was taking care of.
In the winter, that must be a lot of work.
You had a job, you know. You did that in the Army, too?
I was in the Army in 53 and 55, too.
Mm-hmm. What did you do in the Army, Roy?
I was working Army.
Did you have to go away from home, or you were still here?
I went to Anchorage for training, and then the rest of it was in Fairbanks. It was Latfield then. And right now it's Fort Wainwright.
Are you from Fairbanks?
I live in Fairbanks now. But I'm from Canada.
Canada? Where?
Ontario, and I used to live up in the Northwest Territories, up in the Skagit and Inuvik and Iqaluit, Fort McPherson.
We're working with the Brucks from where?
Regina.
Regina?
Oh, Regina.
And who is it you're working
with? Language.
Language from Regina. Oh. You don't work with John Ritter out of Yukon Language Center?
I went to the University of Whitehorse.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
And then I came back and worked over here. John was my teacher.
Was he?
Yeah. And then I worked with James.
Jim Carrey?
Carrey?
Mm-hmm.
He's a workaholic.
Was he doing place names with you? He wanted place names.
Yeah, with us.
With you both, yeah.
Yeah, he comes down to Copper. Yeah.
I haven't seen him for a long time.
He's retired. I see him quite often. He's in and out of where I work quite often.
Oh.
Yeah. So when you were growing up, you both spoke your language at home?
That's my first language.
First language.
Yes.
And you too, Roy?
First language.
Yeah.
And when did you start speaking English?
When I left when I left the village.
So how old were you?
15.
15.
Mm. I thought you were 12 when you left.
I don't remember. I think it's 15. Maybe I was 12.
Somewhere around there.
Yeah.
It You're didn't 19 matter. When you came back, so
it left. Didn't matter.
Right.
That it's a hard life. Hard life.
You mean our life? It was good life.
I mean, when I was growing up, it was a hard life.
It was good life, though.
For you, maybe. I'm a girl. My sister and I used to cut wood. Strong woman.
Haul water?
Wood. My sister, strong woman.
What he swing axe like a man. I mean, when they go traveling with their dad, they cut wood.
Mm-hmm. And pack water?
They make water.
Pack water. We use, if we're up in the hills, we use snow.
We
melt the snow. Water. Yeah.
And every day you got to mix water for the next morning, mm-hmm. breakfast.
Yeah.
And you don't go to sleep without water. you'll be working in the morning for it.
Mm-hmm.
And they don't make it look like it's hard.
Mm.
It's something you have to do. And right now you do that, you know what they'll tell you? I'm going to call a cop on you, you're abusing me. You know that? And mm-hmm. cop will stand by them. I can, if he ever do that to me, I can tell him to take my place. For a week, see how you make out.
Mm-hmm.
I would tell him that.
Anything else?
Should we look at the maps a little bit?
Did you want to look at the maps at all, Roy?
Or? If you want to.
Okay, you can.
We have several here, so you can.
I got it.
Do you want me to? There.
I want it.
Oh, you want it. Sorry. There you go. It's a clever. Nice to have a thermos of hot coffee.
I like coffee.
How about I come down there, Roy? We have several maps here, so you just tell me we're in the right one or not.
He was telling me about my son. He made it.
Wrangles here.
Uh-huh.
I make mucklucks with him.
Did you make your slippers?
Yeah.
They're very pretty.
Thank you.
That's the top of the
I have
park.
A pair of mucklucks from Justicina.
That way is north.
Really?
That way.
You live out there.
This is the top of the
I live in Copper.
St. Elias.
You live in Copper.
So maybe you want to be further
but
up the coast.
Do
you go fishing at Chitna?
I usually fish in Copper Center or Teslina.
Oh,
my eyes aren't pretty.
But I have friends in Chistochina.
We thought we were going to go.
So you want to go further up
fishing
that way?
Down there, but couldn't make it.
That's,
he got sick.
Twin Lakes.
Then this is old Copper.
Okay, so you need further up, further
yes.
north.
So
okay.
I would say the Nabesna map.
All right.
I think the Nabesna map is what you need.
Okay. Nabesna and maybe Tanacross.
Eagle.
We should get a map like that because we are allowed to hunt in that area.
You're allowed to hunt? Yes.
Yeah. We're allowed to hunt that stuff. My father and grandfather and them used to hunt
yep.
that way.
Mm-hmm.
So we got a permit, on a written on
right.
paper.
And you don't actually need the permit anymore?
No.
Because originally there were certain people who specifically got the permits.
Yeah.
But then many people had the permits. And we added
marker, but
Northway to the
there,
list.
So, we'll give you purple
so Everyone in Northway can hunt in the park.
Just if you see places where you used to...
That park starts at the back.
Where your family used to go, where you and, used to go.
Is the moose open right now? This? Up that
I
way?
Need that.
20th. August 20?
August 20. That would be Unit 12.
This one is Pickerel Lake. It's Unit 11 never and been Unit
12. You've never been there.
The best area is 12.
Country.
Is the best is 12, yeah. But you can hunt at the beginning of the road, too.
Beginning of the road is 12?
Is it, beginning of road is 11, end of the road is 12.
Jaraman Lake?
Mm-hmm. That's it.
Because we are in a unit.
In your language.
And, caribou is open
the
now?
The white man say Jaraman Lake.
Caribou, in the Indian, we don't have any in the park. Well, there's very few in the park, and they're hard to get to.
Killer Lake.
And is there stories that go with that? Is that
you
where
better
it's
listen.
Called?
Yeah, I should listen to this. But we can talk about hunting when we're done.
1920. My dad and mom, my dad killed moose over here.
Mm-hmm.
And then he went back to camp to pick up my mom so they can pull those two bull moose up.
That's a lot of moose.
And then when they got back down there where the moose, where he shot the moose, it just blood. Churning, just blood, no moose, nothing.
The wolves come in?
No, it's in the water.
Oh, it was in the water.
It's in that lake.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, this Indian call it Chatraman.
Mm-hmm.
And it's, nothing lives in there, I guess, for years. And right now they say you can wade across, and then you know, Fish and Wildlife, they measured how deep it was. They said the deepest was 90 foot deep. What would live that long, prehistoric, in that lake like that?
So they think there's something down in that lake?
That's what they thought, yeah. That's why they call it Chatraman, Killer Lake.
Killer Lake.
I mean, there's no beaver, no muskrat, no nothing in there. Or, I mean, when my dad and mom, when they killed moose, it was in that lake, in the two big bull moose with big horn.
Mm-hmm.
It set this lots of bubbles and this blood was, just churning.
Mm-hmm.
And right in that area, and there was no moose, no sign of moose, nothing.
Gee.
Piranhas?
Yeah.
Alligator?
Mm-hmm.
It's not there anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Mm.
Whatever it was, it died, I guess.
Mm-hmm. Mm.
But how long can he survive in this cold weather? It's got to be piranhas, huh?
Okay. Yeah.
Huh?
Hard to know.
So your dad used to come down into this area then to hunt, did he, Roy?
All over, yeah.
All over.
So here's Northway.
Mm-hmm. And we have the purple
here's
marker.
Here's Northway here, where the airplane is. That's the airport. Mm-hmm. And then Charlie Skin Village is over here.
In the Charles Lane.
And then this is Black Hills.
Right. I still have canoe in that lake here.
Right here?
Yeah.
That lake's called
Tahamun. And then, where is that sharp hill?
Right. That's Fish Lakes, Deep Lake. There's a hill there.
I think it's right there.
Well, and this right here looks like it's a hill that's by itself mostly, so it might have looked like a sharp hill.
You need this, Roy?
When there's a lot of lines, it means there's like a hill.
Can we go to this on that hill there?
This one says, I'll spell it for you. It's K-L-U-N-A-T-H-K-A-D-A, hill.
Well, and then this one just says Nabesna.
I think what they were trying to see, that one there, is that it's that lake right there below mm-hmm. that hill.
Mm-hmm.
Is that they call it Tsumwan.
Well, so maybe the name of the hill is like similar to the name of the lake.
Yeah.
And what does the name of the lake mean?
Tsumwan is, you know, this willow lake. They come about that high.
Mm-hmm.
They're not willow, but they're
like poplar or
black. They're black, not black, but I mean they're dark.
Dark, okay.
And so that's the name of them, then, is it?
It's the kind of shrub,
right?
They just go that high, and mm-hmm. they don't grow big,
right? Mm-hmm.
You know all this country then too, Roy?
Yeah.
Yeah.
And then, what's this one here?
Toshanda Creek. Mm-hmm.
That's it, Louis' country.
Yeah. Yep, I wanted to talk to Louis. We'll just have to find a time.
You said Pickerel Lake another was Louis, day. Louis' country too.
Well, Black Hill is right here at start, huh?
Mm-hmm. This is Black Hills.
What's this one here?
That one there is called Fern Lake.
That's Louis' country, too.
Is that Louis?
Uh-huh.
What kind of river is this one here?
This one? It says that one is Justina River.
Cheslina,
sorry, river.
And then this is Nabesna River.
The one Cheslina River is not Cheslina. That's when the Indians in they call it Tseltani.
Mm-hmm.
You know those rock that went through volcano.
Right. The shiny
extreme,
glass.
Extreme heat it go through and anything.
It looks like glass.
Lots of holes in there.
Oh, pumice.
Yeah.
And there's lots of that rock down in there, is there?
Yeah.
I don't know.
It would someday with water would be that deep and then nothing.
Mm-hmm.
I mean it would just disappear in the rock.
In the rocks.
It's all Louis country.
Mm-hmm.
But this is where we used to trap.
Uh-huh.
Down in here.
Over by the Nabesna River.
I mean, we come from down here, we get housed down there, and then go over this hill and then go up this valley.
Mm. Down in there.
Yeah. We never go over the hills.
Just around it?
Just the top of it, and then that's
mm-hmm.
where we used to trap a marten and fox and link.
Mm-hmm.
And what's this one here?
Pickerel Lake.
I never been there.
Yeah.
And then there's Lake Creek somewhere in here.
Right here. Mm-hmm. This is Lake Creek.
Right there.
A 100 moose in there.
Mm-hmm.
But you've not been down that way. You've been down to Lick Creek?
Where was your dad?
Up to Lick Creek. Up I mean, that's just me, though.
Yeah. Uh-huh. Yeah.
And then I tell Walter Northway, I kill moose up in there. He'd look at me and say, I got a shell can up there too. I guess they all over the.
Mm-hmm. Yep. And when they'd go with maybe their brother-in-law or their brother, or a few families would all, a few men would go.
Quite a few of them. Yeah, where's that gentleman lake right here? From here, my dad said they, after they get their moose, that Swan Lake right here.
Yes.
They said that one there got the, there's creek come out from there.
Mm-hmm.
And they catch a fish. It's long fish, but it's round like that.
Sounds like
eels
or pike.
Pike, maybe?
Not pike. No.
It wasn't pike, but another long, skinny fish.
Yeah, it's. And then they got name for it. They call it Huskeen. They call it fish.
Let's see if I can figure out what the name is.
Huskeen is a slit hand.
Okay.
That's a long. Long fish, Roy. Long and skinny.
And skinny fish.
I'll have to ask the biologist.
In that swan, that was in that Swan Lake.
Mm-hmm.
And that's where I trapped a beaver up here, too, in that Swan, Swan Lake.
In Swan Lake.
Yeah. Or in that area.
In that area. There's lots of tiny little lakes there. Yep.
So you've seen a lot of the country around Northway.
Mm.
Yeah, I did. I did.
Were there a lot of beavers then, Roy? Are there more now or less?
I think 15 is our limit, and I always catch my limit.
Do you? Mm-hmm. So there's enough there for that.
There's three of us go there.
Mm. Anything else then, Roy, you can think to tell us?
This has been really interesting.
Excellent.
But we hunt, I mean, all the way up in the Besna River, all the way up to Lick Creek.
Lick Creek, wow. Beautiful country.
For years I never hunt up that way.
When was the last time you hunted up that way? Do you remember? No. Well, thank you very much.
Thank you, Roy. Thank you, Avis.
I still want to know about that hunting. I might go down that way with somebody.
Yeah, no, so I was going to